Hey, welcome to your day off. My name is Corey, and of course, I'm sitting with my bud, Tone. What's up, Tone?
What's up, homie? How you doing, man?
So we're coming to a close on a day one of premiere, huh?
Yeah. We have a special guest that's doing things a little different, right?
I would definitely say that she is reaching, you know, another side of hairdressing.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm really stoked to get into that
story. Yeah, me too. She's pretty cool. I mean, it's interesting because what she's kind of created is what a lot of hairdressers talk about or have talked about for years and years and years. But, you know, it's only the 1% that actually, follow through with those.
Make it happen, right?
Make it happen. So she's like the make it happen queen, right?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Should we jump in?
Yeah, let's introduce her.
Should we?
Yep.
Is it time?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey.
So, Miss Elizabeth Faye, thank you very much for joining us on
thank
your
you for
day
having
off.
Me.
Absolutely. So, how's premiere going?
It's going good. We've been rocking it out all day. Uh-huh. Main stage, booth, lives, the whole thing. Just hair.
hair, more hair.
More hair tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah. Long day tomorrow.
Awesome. So, where are you from?
I'm originally from Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where I was born and raised and started my romance with the industry. But I'm now based in Southern Utah, and I'm a salon owner, and I'm a mommy of a 4-year-old little boy.
Aww.
Yeah. Nice. I'm a nationwide educator, recently a Redken brand ambassador, and
nice.
Of course, a hairstylist.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Like out of that whole thing, you know how like hairstylists was the last, like you right. know, the last kind of thing. It's what gets us all started. We all start like 2 feet behind the client, you know, in front of us. But
yeah.
you know, at this point, like I guess that's success in the client. That's so stupid.
No, but it's the core of what we do is standing behind the chair, and
absolutely,
I love doing that, and that's opened up doors for me, and you know, different creative parts of my career and mind that I didn't know even existed. So.
Yeah,
I love the
you
chair.
Get attached to your clients too, so you don't necessarily want to give them all love.
No, definitely not.
You know.
No, and especially as an educator, like it's important to keep your hands in hair.
Yep.
Yeah, that's definitely true, right?
Yeah.
100%.
And I love it, so that helps.
That's the big help.
That helps.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm interested in a story, and I think I'm going to try to like search for it from you, but how'd you get into hair in the real story?
Yeah, I'll give you the real story. I do have kind of a unique story. I actually, I get to share this story everywhere we go around the nation,
right.
and I have for years, and it's still something, I think it's really important for us to share, you know, where we came from and how we got where we got, and even if that means you fucked up a lot on the way or hard things happened,
sure.
I think it's what helps other people.
It's
so
true.
You know what, I agree with you completely, not to interrupt your story, but,
yeah.
you know, nobody has success without failures.
No.
But failures are the hardest thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
so
we're
like when
talk
you see
them.
Someone we're gonna talk about it. That's
we're
awesome.
Talk about them.
So like when you see somebody on stage, that's the end result.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like it was failure that I got them there in some weird kind of way, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. Well, and I think Vivian McKender said this. She said, getting to the top is the easy part, it's staying there. So even like when you see that person on the stage, like they are working their butt off to stay there and stay relevant. And I'm like quoting people all over the place,
no,
but one of my favorite quotes, Jay-Z said, he was like this, he said, the magic thing we did is we didn't quit. And so I just think like the people who get where they want to go are the people who just don't fucking quit. And no one can beat someone who doesn't quit. Like you're just like, yeah, I screwed up. We're going to do it again. And we're going to do it again.
Wow.
And we're going to do it again and do it again. And obviously, you have to be passionate about what you do and
sure.
driven and love it and have a cause or, like, why are we doing it? But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you can do anything if you just don't quit.
Right.
So you don't have to be the smartest, most qualified room, you know, person in the room
no.
to be whatever you want to be. You
I
know?
Relate that to a UFC fight where you have the wrestler versus the boxer and the boxer's kicking his butt, right? But the boxer gets tired and the wrestler doesn't get tired. He just keeps going and going,
going
and going. And eventually, he wins.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
he doesn't quit.
The Energizer Bunny theory?
Yeah. Well, he just, his stamina is so, you know, so much greater than the boxer or you know, that. Cause the
yeah.
Wrestler, yeah. So
yeah.
you got the endurance. I mean, you got the stamina. You're pushing through and you're not quitting.
And perseverance,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Perseverance.
Well, and I think we're all, right, we're all called for something different. So I
mm-hmm.
think whatever it is you feel called to do, whether that's salon ownership or be the most incredible hairstylist behind the chair or be a motivational speaker or start a podcast or whatever that is, You just have to go with it and know that, like, it's going to come with so many downs, but that's what, like, gives you the knowledge and the power to be better and do better. So.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I'm happy to share.
That's very encouraging. Yeah, yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah.
How'd you get into the industry? Let's go back to the original question.
So I have an interesting romance with the hair industry. Born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where my entire family lives. And I was a really, really troubled teen and preteen. I was sent to a different troubled youth school from 11 to 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I lived with a different family every year. And I was all over the place. Drugs, boys, the whole thing. And, you know, I think troubled kids, they're like searching for something. I don't think like anyone's like, oh, I just want to be bad. I want to be a terrible person. Right. So I was searching for something. I was searching for me, acceptance, whatever it was. And when I was 12 years old, one of the schools I was in, I really wanted to get kicked out of. And I stole box color in a backpack and I destroyed my naturally blonde hair and like gave myself like this emo, you know, just like cut it spikes. Right. And I was kicked out of school. They're like, don't come back till it's natural. I'm like, perfect. You got it. And this guy was picking his kid up and his wife was there and she's like, you need to go to the Robert Cromine Salon in Mandalay Bay and go to Brandon Holt, and gave me his card. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell that means, but perfect. And so my dad is like, I love my dad. He's the greatest man ever. But like, by no means, like, my dad doesn't wear Gucci. He wears like overalls. So like, we don't know what we're getting into when we're walking into like Arcs Mandalay Bay. So we walk into this obviously incredible salon. It's a Robert Cromine Salon. And you can imagine a color correction there is not very cheap.
No.
So yeah. I sit in this chair and I meet Brandon Holt and Kelly Cardenas and Robert Cromines and so many amazing people who become my buddies. And they're staring at me, this troubled kid, and they're like fixing my hair and getting to know me.
And how old were you at this time?
12.
12.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I'm like sitting there, you know, in awe at everything happening. And something happened there. And I don't know, like, what my hair looked like when it left, actually. Mm-hmm. I, like, look for photos. But I remember how I felt. I felt listened to. I felt loved. I felt cool. I felt like I fit in. I felt beautiful. Like, all of this shit that I didn't find at church or my neighborhood or, you know, wherever I was looking for it. And I had to go back. And my dad was so mad about how much it cost. He's like, you are never coming back. And I'm like, I'll do whatever it takes to pay it back. So 6 months later, I pay my dad back, and I have a handful of cash from chores, and I sit back in Brandon's chair, and I put the money on the table, and I'm like, what can I get for this much? And he's like, what is this? And I, like, right. told him, my dad's mad at you, and I did all these chores, and it's a whole thing, but I need my hair done. I had to come back here. You guys are so cool. And the truth was, I felt so cool there. You know, that's right. why I was back. And so he put the money away, and he's like, I'm going to talk to your dad. Put your cash away. And he made a deal with my dad that if I would come back with good grades on my report card, he would do my hair complimentary that day.
Oh, wow.
And he did that for me till I was 16 years old.
Wow.
So I would come back at that salon, you know, whatever horrible story my dad was telling this time. Like, she snuck out of the window, but she got a C instead of a D. And so right. he wow. would take it, and he mentored me. And he's a busy stylist. He had places to be, money to make. And he used his power behind the chair to literally change my life. And
that's so
that's how I got into hair. And that was how I met all my mentors and Paul Mitchell.
Okay, so hold on. We're not going to fly out of here.
Yeah.
We got to stay here for a while. So, I mean, first of all, I'm blown away by the story. You know, I mean, I know very few, like none, like hairdressers that have ever heard about kind of doing that. I mean, that's incredible to me. Have you ever been able to, like, what's your conversation been with Brandon?
We're very good friends, actually.
Right.
And we'll talk later about when I launched my education company. He came to my first class. He actually does some podcasting on some stuff that we've collaborated with. We're right. very good friends. He's like an older brother kind of figure in my life. And so I love Brandon. I love my Paul Mitchell family still.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, go ahead.
So many podcasts, we talk about life changing, right? Or how this industry has changed lives, that's literally life-changing.
Yeah, I would have been, like, continued to do drugs. Like, I don't know where that would have left. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Usually keeps you dead at some point.
Yeah.
You do them long
nothing
enough,
good.
Right.
Yeah, nothing good. I mean, that's just an amazing story. And, like, just, I mean, I'm talking to you, but I'm kind of like, Brandon's like my hero, right? Like, this dude saw a troubled kid and just, like, took her under his, you know, wing. And I like how he kind of gave you, like, a criteria.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like you're allowed to be whatever, but you have to perform.
Exactly. Yeah. You paid for it by good grades.
Yeah. So I bring it in and we'd look at it. And then, so Kelly Cardenas worked at that salon, Robert Cromings. He owns a chain of salons. He's big in the Paul Mitchell world. Mm-hmm. And he had gone and made his own salon. Brandon was at his salon at the time. So I continued to go to him. And I was 16, got a job at Vans that I was getting fired from. And I had just dropped out of high school. And Kelly said to me, he's like, what are you doing with your life? And I'm like, nothing. Right. And Kelly told me, and this is how I got into hair. He said, if you show up tomorrow in all black and you work your ass off, I will change your life and I will give you a career. So I went to TJ Maxx that night. I got black clothes and I walked in the back room and I'm looking at Brandon and I'm like, what do I do? And he's like, you ask everyone, how can I serve you? And so I remember going up to each stylist and I'd be like, how can I serve you today? And I'm like a 16-year-old punk kid. Right. And I'm like, how can I serve you today? How can I serve you today? And each stylist would be like, you know, wine, purse, valet their car. This is a very nice salon, right? You know, do this with my client. And so I'm like, okay, working for free. Day after day. And eventually they're like, all right, we're going to let this kid shampoo. And so this evolved, right? So I'm working for free. I'm shampooing. I'm working for free. I'm blow drying. Then I'm working for free. I'm on all these different stages for Paul Mitchell. We're at Signature Gathering. I'm working for free. I'm in Germany Hair Trend Tour. I'm working for free. I'm at a Snoop Dogg video with these people. I'm working for free. And I got to see every side of this industry by assisting and being mentored by these people and just saying yes. And so that was when I really learned the value of like, say yes. And they tipped me out. And I remember when I started getting an hourly wage, I was like, rich! Like, so stoked.
$7 never looked so good.
No, and I remember like every day, like pulling my van up, like, all right, you got like enough for gas if you hustled today. So you're going to hustle, Faye. Right. And so I would go in and work. And I got to travel with this team. And eventually I got to be, you know, a junior stylist. And so I got to touch some hair, which was great. And Kelly would bring me into these schools. He's really big in going into hair schools and educating. And Kelly was doing independent education before anyone else I've ever seen it. I mean, this is like 2009, right? The only education out there was brand education. And even fast forward, we'll talk about when I started my education, it wasn't popping. Like Instagram wasn't popping yet. Like it was pretty new. And so, but Kelly was doing it for a long time. So I was watching the way he was doing this. And I'm like, this is some cool shit. So we would go into these schools. You know, you stand on those tiny little platform stages. And I'm really afraid to talk at this point. And I'm just like doing what I'm told. I'm like maybe 17 years old. And Kelly would turn to me and he'd like, Elizabeth, share your story. I'm like, no. I'm going to hold this hair. I'm a human clip. I don't have a story. And I'm like, what do you want me to say? And he's like, you're going to talk about how you got here. And I'm like, okay, just tell them.
So that story was the one that started
with the report card
the,
and the high school dropout and what I was doing then. And Kelly would be like, oh, and then watch her in 5 years and do this. And I'm looking at him like, you are crazy. And so I'm like, whatever, I'm going to stay here. So so I would start telling this story. And it gave me my voice and it gave me empowerment because I would look in the audience and I would tell this story of what I was doing with my life. And my life had really been a mess. And I would look at people and they were inspired. And I was like, oh, my God, we're doing this through hair. Like, I'm a high school dropout. I'm talking to these people, and I'm making them feel like they can do something with their life through hair. And I'm not even good at hair, right? And so that's really where stuff took off. And so I worked for them in Las Vegas, and then I was transferred to Chicago at 18 years old. I remember just taking a bag and being like, yes, right? Because that's what you do. You say yes.
Right.
And I did that. And then when I was almost 19, I moved to St. George, Utah, and I had left that salon and the Paul Mitchell Company. And I was going to open a studio and I was going to have a blog. And I started this blog called My Clients Are Cooler Than Your Clients. And like no one read it except for the client I wrote about that day. And I was Facebooking about it and no one cared. And I was in this little town, St. George, Utah, southern Utah. And I was doing things people hadn't done before. And I remember having three colors. It was like, you're a fucking level four, or you're red, or you got lightener, and I'm going to somehow make like a 8G out of this. And I would figure it out because I had no money. And I was just building this, and I had people subleasing, and they weren't paying rent. It was a nightmare. It was like debt, nightmare. No, I was reading my blog. And Paul Mitchell came around again. They're like, hey, why don't you do some education with us, work at the salon? So I get back into that. And I'm doing,
you got back into that.
I got back
kind of to save
there.
Your salon. You
yeah,
think?
It was a nightmare. I was in a bad right. position, so I got an offer, and I'm like, yeah. I need some steady income. We're gonna do this.
How'd you know?
Yeah. Well, you like play hardball. You're like, well, nine an hour, and I'm and I will work at the school, and I will educate for free whenever you need. And really, like, I remember going from $8.50 to $10 an hour, and being like, yes. But here was the thing, is when I did that, they were training me how to be an educator for free. They were sending to me all these trainings, they'd pay for my gas. I'm like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was getting all this education and continuing, you know, learning how to be a better educator.
Right.
And now, like, I'm so grateful I took that $8.50 an hour job and worked it for 3 years
did
on
you?
The side.
Did, but I mean, I think this is a great lesson. And again, we're going to be truthful
yeah.
here. So were you that grateful at the moment? Did you realize that you were getting paid with how to educate?
I did because I used to work for free.
Right.
And I think now we're in like a really fast paced world with Instagram. That shit didn't like exist.
Right.
And so I didn't, and I don't, honestly, I didn't grow up with money at all.
Right.
So I didn't have a sense of that. So I think if you like I have had some assistants who came from a little bit of money and some who didn't, ones who didn't always work harder.
Right.
And so I think I had like a really good work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even
but
if
did you appreciate that you were getting paid with education knowledge as opposed to dollar knowledge?
I did, but I'm a, like, I love what I do,
that's
and
awesome.
I love
yeah,
education.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, though, that's what, like, different stylists will have different success if you think like that. So if
right.
you want to be successful, you want to be in the industry for 30 years and make an impact, like, it's okay to not be the hare and win the race right away. Like, be the turtle. Be steady. Be good. You got this. Like, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And so,
absolutely.
Like, work hard. So I just think that's the Vivian McKenders of this world and the Sam Villas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like
both my heroes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. like totally. Sam Villas is a mentor of mine. I get to uh-huh. be mentored by him. And like, he's
lucky
like an
you.
Educator. Oh, lucky me. Yeah.
You're right.
He, like some of our trainings, he records himself and he'll listen to it. He'll watch it with no sound. Like he watches his body language. Like you tell me how many educators on those stage do that. It's the 1%.
It's, and the, so it's probably totally. The one.
Yeah, it's Sam Pia.
Yes. Sam. You know, nobody else matters. It's just Sam.
No, it really is. And so, but he's beautiful to watch. It's like a dance, you know?
Absolutely.
And so, I don't know. So, anyways, that's kind of how it started. And then I had gotten married young. I did the whole Utah thing. Had a baby on accident.
Isn't the Utah thing like six babies by accident?
Well,
no,
it's
husbands.
The married young.
Six
yeah.
husbands.
I'm behind
or six wives,
now.
Right? Yeah. Whatever
yeah. But, and I'm like working behind the chair, and so many moms out there can understand like working to death, going to puke in the back while you're pregnant and coming back out and foiling some hair. And I just remember thinking like, we've got to find a way to work smarter, not harder. And I found myself being really attracted to like building systems. And so I started building this assistant program for this other big Paul Mitchell chain. Again, I did this for free. And so I'm like building this whole program and I'm stoked. And this is when I started coming up with my color curriculum that we've been teaching since 2015, because I'm like, this is so hard. And I remember 1 month I made $2,400, and this is like working 6 days a week and educating, and I was stoked. Like,
right.
I was like, bills pay,
ooh,
like, and I was so excited. But, like, those victories are awesome. And now I'm, like, celebrating paying employees more than I made 5 years ago. And I'm like, oh, my God, I just, like, paid her more than I used to
that's
make. That's
incredible.
So cool.
That's pretty cool.
So, I mean, you just celebrate the small victories, right? And so when I had had my little baby, and moms will agree with this, it's really hard. It's... when you have this little baby, it's really hard to maybe travel a lot or go to every hair show. Maybe money's tight. And so that was when I was like, well, social media is what I got to do, because I can uh-huh. like maybe try to network on my phone, because I can't do it in real life because I'm like nursing and I'm, you know, doing all these things. And so that's what I would do. And I would post about what I was doing, and I was blogging about it. And this was my second blog. And I had to unfortunately leave the Paul Mitchell salon I was at again, because mm-hmm. they wouldn't let me work part time. And I had to pay my bills, and I had a baby. So I was like, oh, shit. So I went booth rent, which was really scary for me, because I was used – the last time I did my own thing didn't go well.
Right.
And I was used to the security of, like, a big brand and, like, doing everything for them. So that's when I launched Elizabeth Faye, like, my own name, my own brand, my own blog, on Instagram, on everything, instead of, like, doing it for someone else. And, I mean, I was really excited to do it for myself, right? If it was my failures, they were my failures. If they were my wins, they were my wins. And that was exciting. And so I started doing that, and I started kind of seeing something happen. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. You know, like, let's see where this goes. And I got this huge clientele and I'm renting multiple chairs. I'm only working a few days a week, multiple assistants, totally screwed up my first few assistants. I am sorry for those who assisted me in the beginning. But like, you're learning, right? And so right. people all the time, like, how do you have a good assistant?
What do you think? Talking about those couple, like, yeah. What were your biggest mistakes with trying to bring them up?
An assistant.
Mentoring an assistant. Like, where'd you go wrong?
Oh, so many places. I think, like, you just don't know what to pay them. You don't know how structured hours, because I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I think my biggest flaw was not taking the time to train them, because I was too, I think as entrepreneurs, we're so busy trying to survive and stay ahead of the crap that we just want someone to help us right. instead of, like, stopping and training them and knowing that that will help us more in the long run. But it's so hard to do that when you're triple booked and... Right. You know, but like my advice would be like move some clients for a week and train your assistant, because then you're going to make more money in the long run and you're actually going to be able to mentor them.
Right.
But it's hard to do when you're like in the middle of the chaos and
sure.
And honestly, like you're going to screw up your first assistants. It's okay. Just like you screw up your first clients.
Right.
Like you're just like, sorry, rite of passage. Yeah. Like, and so it's just part of how it is. And then. 2015 came along. I had been writing this curriculum they call natural coloring methods of how to color smarter, not harder. And I had really gotten down to a science of like timing and the amount of product for application and a pricing method. And like I was doing a lot of open air hair painting. And that's when I launched this curriculum. And at the time I had another friend who started a company, the business of Balayage, and we were one of the only few people really doing this. And her and I would call each other on the phone and be like, yo, what do you do when someone does this? Because you're like, you don't realize this when you start an education company. There's customer service, there's marketing, there's brand relations. You don't know what the hell you're getting into.
You just want to do hair, right?
Yeah, you just want to do hair, which is like 30% of the job. Like 70% is like selling the tickets, everything else.
Right.
And at the time, I had no money for a website. I learned on YouTube how to make a blog spot. And I had a ghetto, like, you had to go through, like, four links to buy tickets. And in 2015, my marriage fell apart. And I was in the middle of a nasty divorce right after I had launched this incredibly ghetto website. And I had a little boy. I was going to, he was, like, two, maybe. Right. And so I was like, I have a baby. Like, and so I launched this, and I have this baby all the time and this business all the time. And we sold almost $500,000 in tickets from like 12 months later to that with a stupid PayPal link and a website we made ourselves. So it was like making waves, really. I mean, for people who came to my first workshops to now, we'll have a lot of repeats. They right. definitely know it's evolved. Like we barely had money for like manuals. I didn't know people did swag. Like that wasn't right. a thing. Like.
Right.
You know, and so and like people weren't sponsored. Like I didn't even know about that until Lo Wheeler. You yeah, talked yeah. to her, and she's like, "I've heard that sometimes companies like to work with these new indie educators. You should reach out to someone." And I'm like, "All right, like that's cool. Like whatever. Right. If they want to give me free stuff, but it was about the education, you know.
Right.
And I knew I could deliver incredible education. And then our methods were like working for people, and they would DM us and be like, "Yo, I make more and I work less. Oh my God, thank you so much." And so we did like 30 classes. Like it was crazy. I had like a little wow. boy and I was on the road. It was a nightmare, but it really was. And so, and like fast forward to now, this would be our fourth year that, which basically feels like we're on tour mm-hmm. and I'm finally slowing down, like as far as traveling with workshops. And I mean, we've taught thousands of stylists. I have a real website that I could afford to make.
That's awesome.
Which was awesome. Thank you. I was really excited about
That's
that.
Awesome.
And I
So
mean,
everybody go to her website. I mean, she's got to
yeah,
show it off.
Do it.
She spent a lot of money on that thing,
I did spend a lot of money and I didn't make it myself. But I mean, fast forward to now, I've bought in two different homes as a single mom. I've opened a salon as a single mom cash. I've been able to work less behind the chair and make more. We've been able to teach thousands of stylists. Redken brand ambassador. I was able to start my dream company, Hair Love Retreat, last year, which has been a wild success, and we're so fucking pumped about it. It's
yeah.
like something that's never hit the industry, and hard work pays off, but it doesn't stop. You know what I mean? Like I have employees and stuff now, and it's still crazy. Like all the time, like my employee who's with us now, who's the director of Hair Love, she started with me tried to start with me 2 years ago, and I was too much of a shit show for her to work for. And then she went to hair school because she got her bachelor's in communication. So she came back and reapplied as a hairstylist assistant. I said, well, I can't really pay you because I have two other assistants, but if you want to intern for 2 months, she's like, sure. Works for free for a couple months. And then we realized we need her on social. I'm like, I can't really afford too much social, but we can give you a little budget. Went from $8.50 an hour to 10. Now she's at 16, now 20 with benefits. And so it's just like finding those people who believe in what you're doing like you do. And it's okay to like I tell people, I'm like, work for free. I did. Like, we're going somewhere together, you know? Yeah. And it doesn't have to be forever, but like, I think it's important to be a part of a cause and grow. And
what's amazing is that, you know, obviously people poured into you and thousands of hairdressers later, I mean, that you've went in and helped change their lives. You know what I mean? Help enhance, whether it's, you know, working less and making more money or, you know what I mean? But that's what's so great about what we do is that we do have that kind of impact on, you know, we can have that kind of impact on people.
Sure.
And especially those that that have been touched like you have. And, you know, you're definitely paying it forward.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we love hair. We can do so much with it, you know?
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned this retreat. You want to get into this?
Yes, we do. So it's called Hair Love Retreat?
Yes. So this has been the first company that wasn't built out of like, I want to make money, I'm poor, you know? Like, it's like, usually I'm like, okay, I love what I do, I want to do this, and I need to make money to pay my bills. This like company, and I'm really excited about it. I was just like, I have this dream to start something. And like literally like, I don't even care if it's profitable. Like I just want to attend it. Like I think it needs to exist. And so about a year before we launched it, I started formulating what I wanted it to be. And everything was a complete investment. Like I just wanted to see it come to fruition. And Hair Love Retreat, I grew up like hiking and in the mountains, and obviously I was like such a bad kid. And so that was like a real place of like escape for me. Right. And my dad does yoga. And so just different parts of my life. I feel like that's where we gain a lot of clarity as far as like entrepreneurs and behind the chair. And I wanted to take people away from the hair show vibe. I'm going to take your phone away. You don't cut service. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like, we don't have to wear makeup here. No one has to wear heels. Like the safest learning environment you could think of, and put really impactful people in that environment. Like, what kind of ahas and breakthroughs are you going to have in an environment like that? And so what we do is we literally retreat. It's 4 days long to whatever location it is. This last April was Zion National Park, and it was our first one. And Zion is incredible. And these women showed up, and for 4 days, I mean, they hugged, they cried, they had life coaches, we did sage smudging, we had special dinners, we did yoga, they hiked mountains they didn't think they could get to the top of. Like, some girls cried when they got to the top of it, and it's a famous hike, the one they did. They got to learn from amazing educators. Like, we had, like, the coolest, like, Coachella vibe stage, like, in the mountains. Yeah. Like, who gets to do that?
That's incredible.
And, like, obviously, it's not as... It's not in a beautiful hotel, and so like there's some wind, and you might like have no makeup, and you're in a pony, but like you're in the middle of like nowhere, and we had campfires.
Well, you're outside
and
yourself
wine.
Instead of inside yourself, right?
Yeah. And so we that's what we say. We say learning from the inside out, and it was the coolest experience like I've ever had. It's been the hardest thing because there's been like so many learning curves. We're doing something that hasn't been done. I mean, you're taking hair girls and you're throwing them in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And you're bringing all these celebrities out in the middle of nowhere and a chef and a yoga, you know, all this stuff. And we're like, we're going to do this in the middle of nowhere. You down?
Cool.
And we had an incredible experience. We had almost 60 people there. We had a great celebrity lineup. I mean,
that's
I'm
insane.
So grateful to have friends who are incredible educators. And so many amazing brands are excited to be a part of it. And it's just really been a passion baby, and I'm so excited to see where it goes.
That's incredible. So it's only open to women, or is it open to men as well? Or is it just too early to tell?
So, yes, it's a women's retreat, and the reason is we really want it to be a safe environment for women to feel comfortable, you know, wearing whatever they want, not having makeup, not worrying about anything other than, like, learning and their business and changing their life. And they are, like, sharing bunk beds, some of them together.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so... it's like a wellness Coachella for women in the middle of nowhere.
That's awesome.
And next year, I mean, our retreat director has informed me I'm not allowed to talk about it. I get really excited and want to tell people stuff and be like, there's going to be unicorns. And she's like, no, we can't do that. And I'm like,
say unicorns.
And so it's even better. Like, it's, you know, it's just going to be really cool. So
obviously, I guess every year is going to be bigger, better, stronger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know. What if it comes deeper?
Yeah. What if there comes a point to where it's too big? Like, I wonder.
We're keeping it small.
On purpose. So, you're going to have like 60 heads or whatever that number is.
This year will be 90. It's never going to be bigger with more than 150 because we can't do what we do with more than that.
That's kind of what I was
thinking. We're going to launch a couple locations. And we have some amazing brand partners coming this year that are allowing that to be possible. And we're going to have essentially, I mean, this is kind of a secret, but I'll just tell you and we can share it. Hair Love pop-ups. So we're going to have social media panels and inspiring panels around the nation. And this will be this fall. So Hair Love will be in Sedona, in LA, in New York. And we're going to bring in, whether it's a CEO or an author or, you know, you guys or a hairdresser or whatever it is, people who are inspiring to just chat. It'll be free to hairdressers most of the time. Mm-hmm. If anything, a short, small cover fee, but mainly free. They can cocktail, mocktail, drink, network. So we're still going to have influence with people. Just there will be, you know, those events. And we almost, I mean, we sold out like 55% the first day we launched it just to our retreaters.
Wow.
And then the next day we're like at 80 something percent sold out, like no marketing. Like we haven't like.
That's true.
I'm like changing, Walmart. Right? Yeah. And I teach marketing and I'm like, that's really fucking good numbers. And I haven't like done any ads, like nothing. So that's amazing.
She's like, Faye did good. Woo. Yeah.
Well, but you're going to get a cult following, not a cult following, but you know what I mean? You're going to get that following that is going to look forward to that every year. You know what I mean? That retreat that where they totally just find themselves, you know what I mean? And get rid of, away from all the BS and, you know what I mean? Things that they're surrounded every day. And I think it's beautiful.
It was cool. It was cool. Like, we had a girl from the East Coast and West Coast. I mean, a lot of people came alone, right? And they did, like, a bunk bed, and they met a million other girls. And people who had met just that, like, day were bunking together on purpose the next year. Like, it was so cool. So many people had, like, I just got chills. But I was, like, I'm, like, going to cry. I was, like, at registering, and I'm, like, oh, my God, you guys met here. Like, and they're, like, thank you. And I'm, like, thank you. And so it's, like, that's the point, you know?
Totally the point. That's
I mean, your dad... You know, like you said, he was upset with Brandon for how much he charges, but he has to be so proud of you right now.
He's cool.
Like, you know what I mean?
I'm like crying.
No, let's do it. Let's go there. Go ahead.
Hair Love was just fucking cool.
Right.
He actually led the hike. He does that. He does nature walks, and he did the yoga, and it was cool to see. He's just an amazing guy. He's been through a lot too, and he lives in Vegas in like a harder part of the Vegas. I grew up literally in the ghetto, but he like helps a lot of people. And he led the hike, and it was cool to see, like, he had such impact. Like, these girls were on a hike and my dad would like push them a little bit past their breaking point to make them do stuff. And so it was like cool to see my dad shine and like vice versa. It was just a cool thing
to share with him. Right.
Yeah. That's amazing. The girls loved him. They were all like, we love Papa Jeff. So he'll be doing yoga and stuff next year. One of our wellness.
We love Papa Jeff too.
I know. He's good. He's a cool guy. He's like helping us. We have a lot of teepees that we have next year.
Teepees?
Yeah. Oh, so that's like cool. They'll be in houses where they're comfortable, but we have like a teepee village and like different stuff. It's very.
Are these like smoke tents?
These are like fucking teepees. Yeah. They're cool. And like we're trying to find an artist to work on them and stuff. But my dad owns like 4 teepees. He's the reason though I'm like, this is like, I learned about mountains and you know what I mean? Right. And getting out. And so,
catch a wild boar and smoke them in the teepees.
No, he's like into crystals and he's cool. But like, I'm glad I was, you know, around that growing up. But
that's great. I mean, I just, you know, we're both dads and we both have daughters.
So that's awesome. It
totally like when you started, when it touched you, it touched us. But I think it touched us on the other side of that. Like, can you imagine a time like when you're. When you're so proud of your daughter, you know, I mean, not that I'm not trying to say that, but just, you know, like when you just kind of watch them completely blossom, you know, both of our daughters in their early 20s now. So, you know, they're kind of like kind of finding the way. Right.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. I'm just.
Yeah. It's cool. My dad actually. So I was in the middle of a divorce when I opened a salon because great timing to do that and launch an education company. But I remember like ordering all the shit for the salon and I thought it came set up. Like I just thought chairs came set. I don't know. Like I don't know how to set up furniture. And like 20 grand worth of stuff is on my townhome front porch with my 2-year-old. And I call my dad. I'm like, it's in boxes. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, all the furniture, 20 grand worth of stuff is sitting in my yard. You have to help me. And he's like, you didn't know this? What was your plan? I'm like, I don't know. Rent a space, renovate it, and put stuff in it? Right. And he's like, what? So he was my only helper because I was too poor to hire anyone. He came up from Vegas, and it was like Legos, my 2-year-old, and me opening boxes and like handing him papers so he could put it all together. So everything in my salon, which is really beautiful, he put up and hung. And for like a year, like when I was still, before I met my boyfriend Derek, I called him and be like, we got a plumbing issue, we got this, like, so he was always and so he's grateful to share the load with my boyfriend now.
So Derek's the plumber and Derek's the furniture putter together.
Derek's the salon dad. Yeah.
Nice. Good job, Derek. Yeah. Oh, wait, is Derek invited to the retreat?
Yes, Derek actually does video. He's our media video guy. He does all our stuff. He's like amazing. I try to keep him. He works for a few other companies does some stuff for some beauty people. And I try to keep him a little bit of a secret because when they find out, he's gone and I can't afford him. Someone's going to give him like a $1 million contract and I'm gonna be like, shit. But I guess that's good if he's my boyfriend. But
absolutely, yeah.
Hire another video guy, but they won't be as good.
That's pretty cool. That is awesome. So you mentioned that, like, and I mean, just for all transparency and clarity, I guess, you know, we actually learned about you through our interview with Lo.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
love her.
No one in the world has ever said that they don't like Lo is just love.
Yeah, I don't know who doesn't
Lo. She's just amazing. So, are there anybody else? Like, who else? Who else are your friends in the industry? Or you know, who's your crew?
Oh, I got a big crew. I mean, anyone who's been on our Hair Love Retreat, like educators for last year, this year, is amazing. So if you want to look through last year, we had Lo Wheeler. You know who's like a little secret that people need to know about?
Whisper.
No, because we need people to know about her, is Rachel Ringwood on Instagram. She does a lot about wellness and health, which is why I love her, obviously, because Hair Love, like her and I are like, I'm like, oh, yes, girl, we are this, like, same mission. But she does yoga and stuff. She's a hairstylist. Her and her husband own a his and her parlor. It's actually, like, in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, so it's right down the road here.
It's somewhere in Florida.
Yeah.
We brought her out to do some speaking on wellness, and she, like, blew our mind. Wow. Like, so, you know, sometimes there's people you're like, okay, you're going to get. And she's, like, big on Instagram, but, like, she's going to blow up when someone figures her out. Then there's KL Mermicorn. She does fluid hair painting. One of the sweetest people ever. I don't know if this is public or not. I mean, she's talked about it. She has Lyme disease, so that's why she came up with fluid hair painting, is it hurts her body to do it. So she came up with the table, and she's so innovative and literally, like, the night, like, you're just going to, like, feed her a bottle and love her forever. Like, I love her so much. Chanel Mariano in Arizona. I mean, just look at our lineup from last year. She does cutting, and she uses strings to show tension and elevation. Also, like, a little cupcake. I love her so much. So sweet, easy to work with.
Right.
Her classes are literally amazing. Like, she got up on the stage because she's kind of quiet. And so you're like, okay, let's see what her class is. Like, killed it.
Boom.
Like, just, like, sweet, gorgeous, tiny, gets up there, big.
Bam.
Awesome. And, like, her education on point, like, everything. Anyone who went to our thing was great. But Lacey Laced Hair Extensions, she's actually a single mom who has MS and, like, had a brain tumor, all this crazy stuff, like, lost her hair. She has, like, this incredible company, like, the Angels, like, Victoria's Secrets have used her hair. She works with Beach Waver. She's out in Utah, too. She's amazing. This next year, we have Jenny Strebe, a good friend of mine. Love her. Obviously, Confessions would be an amazing interview.
Let's slow down there real quick because
all of these people.
I don't know if we talked last week or not, but Jenny did something that went incredibly viral last week, and the entire industry seemed to jump onto it.
Positive influencer.
Positive influence. It was amazing. It was like Kelly Gorish. Kelly did it, and I saw it, you know, doing a story, and I looked at it, and then I was going through my stories, and it was another one, everywhere. Another one, another one.
Well, we
another
talked about it with Presley Poe this morning.
Yeah, yeah, Presley brought it up this morning. Yeah. So, yeah, that, I mean, that's impact.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's really, really cool, and I hope that positive influence or just positive hair world, I hope that kind of, like, stays. Right.
Yeah.
Like I hope it's not just like, oh, you know, next week we'll move on to something else.
No,
you know?
It will. There's more positive than negative.
No, I completely
and
agree with
stronger.
You.
It's stronger.
Boot the negative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like one person's shady gossip crap is like a fire, but like a little one that gets put out. You know what I mean? But like stuff like that is like a forest fire. Like it's
amazing.
Just gonna keep going. But yeah.
That's amazing. She blows me away.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it was. Like you said, amazing how many people just you know, I mean, was all in on that.
Yeah. Well,
and
I
within
think
hours.
We've seen,
right.
I think we've seen, I mean, so much positive, but there has been some stuff in the last year that I think influencers have noticed that was not positive. There's just literally, it's just a few of people who kind of, you know, haven't been so positive. And I think people are just like, no, we don't do this in the beauty industry. Like,
right.
Wrong industry. We don't do this. Right. And so it was awesome to see. I mean, we all have influence, right? Even if it's
absolutely.
Just to our client and you aren't even on Instagram, like you're influencing. Look what it did to my life, you know?
Right.
And so.
Every time she says that, I get a little teary. I gotta be honest.
But it's true. Like there was no Instagram. Like he just did my hair. And so, yeah, I love the positive influencer thing. It's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah.
And it's cool. Like, I mean, we have this power on our fucking phone. Like, we have the power of Apple, Redken, any big company. Like, I mean, I work for Redken to market because of my cell phone. You know what I mean? Because I sat down with a baby nursing and used my phone. Like, we have so much power in our hand. And so use it for good. Positive influence.
That's it. Positive influence. That's absolutely true. And, like, even the podcast, our podcast, it's been completely managed through my phone.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's been completely managed through Instagram. It's been, you know, it's like all this... It's amazing when people are lost in life, you know, where all their answers are right there. And, you know, I know there's a big, you know, controversy about, like, is technology taking over or whatever. But we've never been in an easier way to connect with each other.
No.
Ever. And now which way we go with that? Positive influence, right? So, like, as long as we stay positive in that, I think it's an incredible.
Yeah, but some people are just lost. And when they listen to Faye or listen to Presley, you know what I mean? They might be able to relate and grab something and find something in that. And you know what I mean? And, you know, say if they're lost, then you know what I mean? Hopefully they can, cling on to somebody positive and, you know,
yeah, that's
like,
great.
Like yourself, you know what I mean? And just, and Faye just, and find themselves, you know, especially at this retreat, you know, how can people find out about this retreat?
They can go to Hair Love Retreat on Instagram or hairloveretreat.com.
Awesome.
And there's information on there. Yeah.
I love the name too.
I know.
It's great, right?
Yep. It's just, we hair love everyone. I remember one day I'm like, I hair love you. Oh my God, I hair love you. I love that slogan. And I was with Maisie, one of our employees, and my boyfriend's there. And he's like, it's not that cool, guys. And we're like, no, it's like so cool. So our whole thing, we are like, I hair love you. And we like think we're so cool because we like feel like so emotional about it. We're like, I hair love you.
Aww.
But our whole tribe says it.
I
know. And so it's like one of our slogans for our company. We say it to each other. So... We here love you guys. Thanks
awesome.
For having us.
our pleasure, man. I mean, or thanks for being here. And
thanks for hair loving us because we here love you too.
Aww.
We here love you, man. So this next question is weird. So like, I don't really know how to set it up, but you've got so much going on.
Yeah.
You know, with this, and this. Like, what's your goals for 5 years from now?
Ooh.
I mean, is there something different, or we stay on the?
So I'm like a really big, like when I teach workshops, we talk about goals and marketing and stuff. And when I tell people about goals, sometimes we're like, oh yeah, I want to own a salon. That's my goal or whatever. Sometimes you get to a point in your life, you're like, I don't fucking know. So I believe in goal setting off of how you want to feel. So I know what I want to feel, right? I want to feel like I have time with my kid and my boyfriend. And I want to feel like I have bliss in my life and balance and peace of mind. And I'm doing something that helps other people. And so sometimes our goals are to pay the bills. And sometimes, you know, we kind of reach those goals. Mm-hmm. You get your house or whatever it is. And you're just like, I just want to affect people. I want to affect my family. So that's really where I want to be. And I just want to see like the girls in my salon do well. We are traveling less with education. We do most of our education online now. We have an online education program. So we do it from there. And so I just want to help people grow their businesses. And I want Hair Love to help more people. So I'm more of like the girl boss entrepreneur these days. And it's a new side of business for me. And I just love that I get to help people. And I want to see my kiddo and, you know.
Right.
So that's kind of where I want to be. It's just.
That's awesome.
See it grow and help people.
Do you see, on that same note, where do you see the industry?
I think the industry's in a very, we're in a very powerful and interesting situation these days with influencers and different stuff. And so I think that the industry will continue to grow, but I love that there has been this, you know, flip side of, I think there's more opportunity than there's ever been. And so what I think is great about that is that it's kind of up for grabs, and those who want any job these days can either make it up or make themselves known to that company, where before you might have to like work up the ropes in a company where you can kind of like work your butt off in general and get noticed because you have social and you have all these other ways to do it where you may not have known the right person to get in, and now you don't necessarily have to because you can reach out in a different way. So I think it's great. I think there's like secret people who like Chanel Mariano, I would have never met her without Instagram. And maybe she never would have been as awesome as she is if people didn't know about how awesome she is, you know? Like, so I think there's so many like little awesome secret people out there who get a chance now to shine and like people get to love them. And so I think it's great. I think it's opportunity for everyone. I think there's great ways to work with brands in a way that there's never been. And like, I work with Redken. I love Redken. They'll have to kick me out. Like, I'm not going anywhere. And, but I'm like a ambassador for Shady Q. I'm not an artist, but I still get to do, you know, a lot of awesome things and influence in a different way. So I think that's exciting. And I think things are going to keep evolving very fast. And
that's pretty cool. I mean, to
watch it.
I know.
I'm excited.
It's like a interesting TV show we get to watch go down.
Exactly.
And the brands don't know either. Like, we're all like, okay, where's social taking us?
Right.
Really? And so this is new for everyone.
Just riding a wave and where it takes us, it takes us.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a little mad because I wish I was 20 years younger. You know, like, I wish I could see it like through my whole career as opposed to like, you know, the second half of my career.
But I mean, look at
further.
Like, you get to start your day off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you're making up a job. Like, Hair Love was made up. Like, you can literally make up your dream job these days.
Right.
Like, that's.
Now she gave me the chills.
That's nuts.
You know, it is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, low made up salon culture. That wouldn't have worked without social media marketing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, like, Hair Love Retreat, no one would have known it existed. It just would have been a cool idea. You know?
Right.
Like, we're like, oh, someone needs to invent this. End of story.
And
right?
That's it. That's where the idea ends, right?
Yeah.
Usually.
Dude, you've humbled me almost. You've almost silenced me. And
you definitely touched me.
Definitely touched me.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I just... I'm in all of you.
Yep. Mad respect.
And I wish I could get naked and go to the hair retreat.
No one gets naked at the hair retreat, to clarify. I'm like, safe flirting, right. No nudity.
That's on the brochure.
He's like, oh, no, damn it, I don't like it anymore.
I wasn't saying that.
No, I'm kidding.
He's want to find himself.
I need to.
You can go in the mountains naked and find yourself. I look forward to like...
Hey, can I get your dad's phone number?
Yeah, he will take you hiking.
I'm down.
He literally
and we get
will.
To stay in a
teepee.
We get to stay in a teepee.
That he will make you set up with him.
Awesome. Oh, now that's no fun.
Yeah, and I'm a barbecue guy, so we can definitely...
You guys could Dutch oven
it up. You can put a pig on the spindle.
That's right.
Oh, he would like that.
That's awesome. Well, Miss Elizabeth, I think we make it official. Make it official?
No.
Oh,
no,
that's
no,
right.
No.
Oh.
All right, so we're going to ask you a question, and I think we already know the answer.
I think so.
But, you know, it's no world peace, no nothing. You can't answer.
You can't
like,
BS your way through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what is Miss Elizabeth, what are you absolutely obsessed with right now?
Hair Love Retreat.
Boom.
Now we can make it official.
Now we can make it official?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. One last thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Before we make it official, we'd like to give you a little gift. It's Zuka has given us these wonderful gifts to give to all the people that we interview.
All our podcast
guests. So sweet.
It's so cool.
And hopefully you'll find it just as great as we think it is. Because we use it every day at our salon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll show you how to do it after the podcast. But
it's pretty rad.
Yeah.
So now we're official?
Now we're official.
Are you sure?
Let's do it.
Miss Elizabeth Fay, thank you very, very much for joining us on your day off.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please do me
you. Hey, hey, so there it is. Hey, this is a message that we've been trying to bring, I don't know, for the last couple of months, actually since we started the podcast. Hey, so if you like the podcast or if you find that it's useful, please, please, please leave us a review, a 5-star review. On iTunes. Leave us a rating and a review.
But if you don't like it, forget about it.
Yeah, totally forget about this message. We also want to thank Sarah and Blaine from Pretty Gritty. Sarah and Blaine, they are a band out of Portland, Oregon, and we just want to thank them very much for allowing us to use their song, Pleased to Meet You, on our podcast. That's cool. I think you can find their music on iTunes.
Peace and hair grease.